This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Hello. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out, do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the 13 to 15 articles every day. Go to the right side of the page. You can watch us live, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. You can do the same thing over at beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the video, go to the right side of the page, join us on live chat. If you want to weigh in through a phone call, please do. Love hearing from you no matter where you're at. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries. You can call from without, within if you would like, so on and so forth. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're here to combat with the Word of God, friends, the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:12, go down, finish the chapter. It's interesting to note that we are here to use the sword of the Spirit and cutting off the heads of the lies, friends. Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media has to continuously prop up their lies over and over and over again? Well, we're here to counter that with the Word of God, okay? And the Word of God is that truth, right? That truth that exposes the lie. Jesus Christ is the light of men, John 1, right? And with that, what does he do? We're called to reprove the darkness by being the light, and that's what Christians do. We're not to compromise. We're not to fraternize. We're not to be diplomatic. We're supposed to call it for the way it is. The Word of God is black and white. There is no in-betweenites. I know that there's many that live that way. You're in trouble, just telling you, right? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Remember that. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you just heard, again, during the break, shooting from the hip, as to how there's still a lot of states in our union that are still locked down because the government said so. And the people in the United States of America are still asking the question, where did you receive that delegated authority? And what do we hear from their side? Crickets. And what's happening is the people in these prospective states from, well, again, the East Coast to the West Coast, from the Southern states to the Northern states, well, they're beginning to defy. And I can tell you what's happening here in the state of Minnesota, if you'd like, just to prove the point. Because, again, what you're being told is nothing but a bunch of lies coming from the useful idiots, the propagandists. We have the city of East Gull Lake that has now stood up and defied the governor in the state of Minnesota. And the mayor there said, you know what, on the 8th day of May, 2020, we're done. Go back to work, right? We've watched this. We've seen how the game is being played. We know that we're being lied to. That's what's happening here, friends. We also know the city of Lakefield, Minnesota, is also defying this tyrant's orders as well. The Lakefield City Council has taken a stand against, this is what it says, Governor Tim Walz's stay-at-home order and temporary closure of bars, restaurants, and other places of public accommodation in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, and has pledged to not direct any city resources to enforcing them. Folks, just telling you what's happening here because, again, it counters the lies that you're being told from the mainstream media. Well, we have, well, again, another outlet from the state of Minnesota. It's CARE 11 here, friends, who well, they have to come to terms with the fact that people are sick and tired of being lied to, and, well, they're beginning to defy. They just reported cities begin to defy governor's orders as another business opens without permission. Listen to the headline, without permission. Who gave the governor permission to violate the U.S. Constitution? Nobody did. See how they turn it on the people and then they create enemies of the state? They want the people to believe that because you defy an unconstitutional order that you're a rebel. Nope, we love the law enough to uphold it against regardless of who comes our way if he wants to go ahead and attempt to defy what it says. There's another city in the state of Minnesota, just shooting from the hip, America, Pequot Lakes. Council votes 4-1 to let city businesses open, Pine and Lake Echoes Journal. Friends, the governors throughout the United States of America are being defied because nobody wants another Third Reich. That's what's happening today in the United States of America. Oh, let me take it a step further just to show you what the lesser magistrates can do concerning our representatives, friends. They can block the governors from their tyrannical orders. We just found out today that in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court struck down Governor Tony Evers' safer at home order. Notice the wordplay. The Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin struck down the governor's safer at home order. Good. Now that we've gotten it that far, now he needs to be removed and he needs to be charged. If you stop short of that, you encourage him to do it again and rest assured he will. Did you hear about what's going on in Michigan? They're having another protest concerning this Jezebel, and a Jezebel she is, by the way, this governor. I mean, she's the lady that tells people that you can't buy seed to grow gardens in your own on your own property. I mean, this woman, it seems like the more they protest her, she had 300,000 people show up to the governor's house. By the way, the people's house. Okay, she's a temporary occupant is what she is. But they went there and 300,000 people defied her order, right? And it seems that the more that they stand against her tyrannical ways, the more that she's made a provocation unto the people to do it again. I believe that they're going on their third or fourth protest here, friends. And we're talking about Gretchen Whitmer. Did you know that she just recently, there was an elderly man that owned a barber shop there? And he basically defied the order of the governor because he needs to make a living. Again, keep in mind, they have no constitutional authority. They have no delegated authority to tell you to stay at home. None. Zero. Zilch. Right? Well, what he did is he opened up his barber shop because he needs to make a living. Right? Second Thessalonians 3:10 tells us what? If you don't work, you don't eat. That's exactly right. But these devils want to counter the word of God, and they want to dare the justice of God and his people. Well, this elderly man opened up his shop. You know what Gretchen Whitmer did? This Jezebel governor in the state of Michigan did? You know what she did? She actually froze. She decertified him. She took his license away. Friends, this woman's at war with the people in the state of Michigan like none other governor that we've seen except for...
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to be talking about why is the Defense Department purchasing 500 million Apiject syringes, military vaccinations mandates. Just got an email during the break, friends. It is a YouTube. Trump mobilizing U.S. military to deliver coronavirus vaccination. Folks, this is a prime example of the Hegelian dialectic. This is a prime example of them creating a crisis and then playing the problem solver to a T. Okay? Just for the record, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I want to go back to this for a moment. When we go to Deuteronomy 24, verse 6, it tells us this. It says that no man shall take the nether or the upper millstone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. In other words, don't ever take away a man's means of making a living. Do not do it. That's scripture, Deuteronomy 24, verse 6. Okay? Now we see over in Michigan, this woman, this Whitmer, she, and when I say this, friends, I'm not saying this to name call. She is a Jezebel. She is provoking the people to respond. And she is continuously assailing her people in the state of Michigan. Of course, she's taking orders from the CIA. We know this. We already know this. But she's a useful idiot, too. But Gretchen Whitmer, friends, just for the record, has assailed the people in Michigan to the point where they are now protesting. I believe it's the third or fourth protest going on in the state of Michigan. She is daring the justice of God because she's making war with God's word. Napoleon... Listen to me, devil, in Michigan. I've got a couple radio stations there. Listen to me, Mrs. Whitmer. Just for the record, you need to understand Napoleon understood something that you need to understand, and it's called prudence on your part to take heed to it. Pay careful attention. The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. You are daring the justice of God. You are daring the justice of the people in the state. So what does she do, friends, after all of these violations of the Constitution? Telling people that she can't, people that they can't buy seed to grow gardens and grow their own food in their backyard. And, just there's a whole plethora of violations she has committed against the people in that particular state. And they continuously rise up. And they continuously rise up. So you might want to do a little history lesson because you're going to push people only so far before they stand up. And apparently that's exactly what's happening in that state. But I want to show you what she is doing and to the extent that she's doing it. You want to talk about adding insult to injury? There's a Michigan barber who defied Governor Whitmer's coronavirus shutdown. You know what she did, friends? She stood up and she went and stripped his license from him. Now, I want to say this. The guy's name is Barber Carl Mankey. If folks in Michigan can get to this man, you need to let him know that he needs to go personally after the governor. Okay? Don't sue the state, because that just comes back from the people. Okay? If the state is sued, it's the people in Michigan paying for the lawsuit in the first place. And that's where she wants you to go. He needs to take it to her personally. He needs to sue her personally, get these words into his ears, and get to an attorney that's willing to take it, because he has everything going for him in this particular case. But you want to talk about how far some of these governors have gone, friends? Especially this one? Here, just wait a second. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just posted this morning. Gretchen Whitmer not only stripped the license of this barber, but you know what they just found out as well? That Gretchen Whitmer becomes Mrs. Hitler. I didn't make this up, okay? Michigan State Police spying on innocent citizens. But just for the record, this has been going on in this country since the 90s. I don't want anybody to fall to the delusion that this is brand new. It's not brand new. It's been going on for a long, long time in this country. So I know that there's many people that are awake. So this comes as to no surprise. But friends, I need to, if I might, I'm reading a book right now called The Lesser Magistrates, Divine Interposition. This governor in the state of Michigan, as well as other states throughout our union, they're only getting away with what they're getting away with, not only because the people are allowing them, but we can see that that's not jiving anymore, for a better way of saying it, youth talk. The only way that they're doing what they're doing, like Gretchen Whitmer, is because the police are doing it for her, or the lesser magistrates are doing it for her. If Gretchen Whitmer or any other governor or even the president of the United States of America and his agencies, if they want to create war, and I'm talking about the point men, the governors, the mayors, the president of the United States, the head of these agencies, if they want a war, then let the people that are creating the war fight the war. And let me say this to the lesser magistrates, especially for Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan. We have friends out there, and I just caught word this morning, I received a phone call this morning, told me that the sheriffs are standing up in droves in the state of Michigan. She needs to be arrested for her crimes. I know that this is completely foreign to the American people, but you do need to understand, Americans, she doesn't have a right to do the wrong thing. When she tells people that they cannot grow their own food, you're not dealing with somebody that has a right mind. When you have people like that telling you can't grow food, but Planned Parenthood's wide open, you're not dealing with someone with a healthy mindset in any sense of the word. The people in the state of Michigan and across the United States of America, sheriffs, you have the power to actually go in and arrest these governors throughout the United States of America. You are called the lesser magistrate. You stand in divine interposition to stop the tyrant from the innocent, not to aid the tyrant against the innocent. Okay, and of course the media is going to highlight that because they want to belittle the efforts of the American people that are defying these tyrannical governors across the United States of America. Okay, and I want to make clear too, friends, that you understand there's right and there's wrong. And what we're seeing in the United States of America are those that have been representing the American people, we're told, that swore to uphold the Constitution are not doing that. They're attacking the people that they're supposed to be serving. And Gretchen Whitmer is a prime example. So is Tim Walz. So is Newsom in California. And I can go across the board. Same thing with Northam over in Virginia. Folks, these are tyrants. And they need to be arrested. Make this news. They need to be arrested for their crimes against we the people. And you know what? The consciousness of the American people know what I'm saying is true. Well, guess what, friends? It is found in the Constitution. And I just want to go back and remind the sheriffs in the United States of America. I'm broadcasting into 122 cities right now. You have the power and you have the authority to arrest the governors. Don't attack innocent people. Attack the guilty. And the way that you attack the guilty is those that are defying the Constitution. We just found out yesterday that there was a police officer out in Arizona who said he would not do the wrong thing, that he went back to his command post and he told them, listen, I'm not going to, nor do we have the rights to trample the United States Constitution. Consider the price, America, for the freedoms in which we have. The command post came back to him and said, if you can't serve the governor, then there's going to be heavy recourse, consequence, to your violating his command rather than the Constitution. Whoever that command post head is, he needs to be removed as well. But folks, this is what you need to understand. This is how tyranny begins to roll out. It's the bad cops that are doing their biddings for them. It's the bad guys in the military that are doing their unconstitutional biddings for them. We need to make aware concerning the police in the states in which we reside. We need to make them aware that we're standing behind them and with them every step of the way that they uphold the U.S. Constitution. And those that are doing their job, man, we high-five you. We love good government. We love the institution of government. But the American people have had enough of what's going on here. So, sheriffs, I say this with all due respect. Do your job. Deal with the corrupt governors. State troopers, do your job. Deal with the corrupt governors. You agencies out there, do your job. Deal with the corrupt headship that's giving you these unconstitutional orders. And I want you to remember this. I want you to consider how many men died giving us the freedoms that we have. If we take unconstitutional orders, guess what we're doing? We're desecrating their memories. We're shaming their memories as well. And I'm talking about those that fought, bled, and died giving us the freedoms that we have today. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord first and foremost, Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation, the Lamb of God, is the one that died on my part. And in the natural, I come from a military family. And I want you to consider, all of you that are in government capacity, first consider the price paid for the freedoms that you have, and also remember the Constitution tells you that you're supposed to uphold the Constitution. And in doing so, if your state governments or mayors or the President of the United States of America gives an unconstitutional order, you are to deal with them first and foremost, because that's my message, and it's the message that our forefathers gave to each and every one of us in this country. We'll be right back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Pennsylvania visiting a medical supply business. The president, before leaving, tells reporters we need to start reopening the U.S. amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
They ought to start thinking about opening it up. You have a lot of people want their freedom, and they'll get their freedom very soon.
Testifying in a Democratic-led House hearing, Dr. Rick Bright says he understands Americans want to get back to work, but the decisions must be based on sound advice.
Americans yearn to get back to work. I get that. However, what we do must be done carefully with guidance from the best scientific minds.
Bright testifying on Capitol Hill after he was demoted after raising concerns about the anti-malaria drug that is used to treat coronavirus. Bright did sign off on the treatment, though, and approved it. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another dismal report is released on the U.S. economy as the pandemic continues. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
First-time jobless claims just under another 3 million last week. A short time before the federal government released those figures on Thursday morning, President Trump was discussing various ways to reboot the economy in the face of this much adversity. One thing he was advocating for was a payroll tax cut.
It's very easy to administer, and I'd like it for both the small companies, you know, et cetera, and the people, because it's a double. It's a company tax, it's also for the people. The worker.
Trump was speaking on Fox and Friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Delta Airlines is retiring all of their Boeing 777 jets as they try to stay afloat amid travel restrictions. Instead, the airline will use the more fuel-efficient Airbus planes as a way to lower spending with the reduction in customer demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, you guys just heard it. The President of the United States says of you, he said the American people want their freedoms back and they're going to get it back shortly. I didn't know that it was his job to take it away. America, you got to think. You got to think. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, especially that guy's, man. Woo! Whoa! 1 Kings 13:33, read it and understand it. The baser sort are appointed. You know, that's why his big competitor is Joe Biden. It just makes Donald Trump looks, it makes him look better, doesn't it? Joe Biden, it makes anybody look better, friends, by the way. 200 different people running for the presidency of the United States of America today, and you've got Joe Biden as Donald Trump's opposition. Haven't you figured it out yet, America? 200 different people running for the presidency of the United States of America, and you've got Joe Biden and Donald Trump. How ignorant has Americans become? Wow. The secret of freedom lies in educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. Well, Maximilian Robespierre, was he right? Oh, yeah, he's right, man. He's absolutely right. By the way, I wanted to tell you, too, this barber that I was just talking about in Michigan just posted, Matt Egress, former military. He's a writer for Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's a contributor. Armed militia successfully blocking cops from arresting barber for defying lockdown. You have the militia protecting this man so he can do his job. Does that sound like America to you? Oh, and by the way, does this now make sense to you as to why they want to disarm you? America? Oh, yeah. Yeah. 5717. Check that bill out, friends. It's happening right now through all the diversions going on. You know, one of the things now they're talking about is Barack Hussein Obama committing the act of treason. Folks, we've known this for years. This is just another story to keep the American people diverted from what's taking place. Well, what's taking place? The Defense Department just purchased $500 million. They're called Apiject syringes. Donald Trump is now mobilizing U.S. military to deliver coronavirus vaccinations. He can go ahead and mobilize anybody and everybody he wants to. I ain't getting it. Leviticus 19:19. It's better to obey God than man. Acts 5:29. Read it when you get a moment. The present day vaccines that claim to treat, let's just go to measles, for example, mumps, chickenpox, HPV, and other infectious diseases are deliberately manufactured with a bizarre list of toxic and unethical ingredients, including, you ready for this? This is what's inside of vaccinations. Aluminum. Thimerosal, mercury. Antibiotics. Squalene is an ingredient, an inflammatory chemical. Listen, aborted human fetal tissue inside of vaccinations. Why would they use aborted human fetal tissue? Because they want you to be as sick as they are in the mind to take it. Formaldehyde is another ingredient. MSG, live viruses inside of the vaccination. I thought they were trying to get rid of the virus. Oh, no, you just inject it into their body. It causes their DNA. It strengthens them to be impervious when it comes to more viruses. Oh, okay, I get it. So you want me to be sick so I can avoid getting sick? What? Okay. Gee whiz. Yeah, this is what they want. They want you to just drink it all in, friends. Drink it all in. And I'm laughing, folks, because there are people out there that are just going right along with this, right? Yeah, well, I'm not one of them, just for the record. Live viruses are these ingredients in these modern, present-day vaccinations. Whoa, HCG, an infertility chemical. Now, why would they want to put something inside a vaccination concerning an infertility chemical? Whoa! That's quite telling, isn't it? Well, it should tell you, too, why you have governors saying you're not going to grow gardens in your backyard, but Planned Parenthoods are open, because they need to get rid of opposition. They need to get rid of... they need to depopulate. Just ask Billy Bob Gates, right? And folks, I'm just in that mood today. I just got to be in that mood today, because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm sure you are too. You know, when I think of Americans, which, by the way, I am as well, I think, and by the way, wholeheartedly, okay, I think of the mercy that the Lord God of Israel has shown unto us as a nation. Just think about it. How many times should we have been judged? But the Lord shows mercy. How many times has the Lord God of Israel shown unto us as a nation mercy, the freedoms that we enjoy, the provisions and protections, so on and so forth? Yet over and over again, I see the American people defy the living God with provocations, which you cannot even find in the Bible, by advocating what he clearly condemns on so many fronts. And then Americans act as if he is just going to continuously pass by their iniquities. It's like the American people have been emboldened to do the things that God clearly condemns. What, men marrying men, perhaps? Never in the history of mankind. Murdering up to 61 million babies? Oh, my goodness. And people care more about a game than they do protesting government that sanctions the murder of the innocent? Whoa, okay. That's some scary stuff. And it shows you how backwards those people are, that they would go sit and watch a game all the while knowing that they're killing babies for blood money. Those are the kind of affronts that I'm talking about here, friends, right? I mean, how much backwards can a people get before they're judged by God? Read Psalm 5:5. God hates the workers of iniquity, the Bible tells us. Psalm 9:16 tells us the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. Amos 7:8 tells us that Amos seen a plumb line that the Lord showed him, and the Lord said, I'm not going to pass by them anymore. In other words, there's a point where the Lord draws the line in the sand, and we at this point have to ask if this isn't it. This is it. No more daring my justice. No more mercy to a people that don't deserve it. Hey, folks, if we're truly going to be, well, let's say this, upright before God and before man, the mercy of God really is to bring public judgments upon the heads of the wicked that tolerate the crimes that we see in this country from coast to coast. It's really true. The mercy of God, friends, is the judgment that he pronounces upon the heads of the guilty. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. When thy judgments are in the earth, the people of the world will learn what? Righteousness. Right? Are we at the point where the Lord's drawn the line in the sand and says no more? Not passing by anymore? Does anybody see the correlation going on here to the babies that have been murdered and forced vaccinations by the military, by our own military? Whoa. Maybe this is why they need the UN. Maybe this is why they need to bring in foreign militaries to do what the American military won't do to its own people. Which, by the way, they were tested under Barack Hussein Obama. I think that's one of his 40 names, right? People put up with that criminal for 8 years. Now, I want to go over to Natural News. A lot of you people know who Mike Adams is. He wrote, anyone who thought the U.S. military was preparing to force vaccinate every American with a coronavirus vaccine has just found strong evidence to confirm the plan. According to a press release, listen carefully, again, as if to suggest they have the power to do so, according to a press release from the United States Department of Defense, let me stop right there. The United States Department of Defense. For those that are new listening to the show, Brian Bender, a reporter for the Boston Globe, was on our radio program, I'm guessing 8-9 years now ago. And he did an investigation into the Defense Department of the United States of America. ICE was doing an investigation. And they found out that over 5,000 employees that worked at the United States Department of Defense in the United States, they found that over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense, over 5,000 members, were downloading child pornography. You know what that means? These men now that are taking orders to do what they better do or else they're going to be ousted by those that are extorting them, these are the guys that are now doing what they're told because if they don't, they're going to be outed. Just for the record. But according to a press release from the United States Department of Defense featuring an announcement from Lieutenant Colonel Mike Andrews, the DOD is partnering with HHS to acquire 500 million AppEject vaccine injection devices. Did you know about that, friends? With deliveries expected to begin in October of this year. Of course. Mike goes on. According to the press release, spearheaded by the DOD's Joint Acquisition Task Force, acronym JATF, in coordination with the HHS of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, the contract will support Jumpstart to create a U.S.-based high-speed supply chain for pre-filled syringes beginning later this year by using well-established blow-fill seals, BFSs. Aseptic plastics manufacturing technology suitable for combating COVID-19 when a safe and proven vaccination becomes available. Isn't it interesting how everything's on the fast track? The AppEject syringes come with an optional RFID tag so that the healthcare workers can track the GPS location and identify the individual being injected. I'm not making this up. Okay? Via the AppEject.com website, I'm going to come right back to this, friends. Here's the pill in the jam. We knew that it was coming. And don't forget, friends, President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, which aims to bypass all the usual protocols of vaccination safety testings and clinical trials, are delivering up to 300 million coronavirus vaccinations and the doses before the end of calendar year 2020. All pre-planned. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about, and again, you can't make this up, friends, why is the Defense Department purchasing 500 million Appyject syringes? Military vaccination mandates. I'm highlighting right now something from Natural News. Michael Adams, many know who he is, right? I was just giving you a quote because Appyject syringes come with an optional RFID tag so that the healthcare workers can take the GPS location and identify concerning the individual being injected. This is all for your safety, right? Said the brown shirts and the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler. It's exactly what's happening today. It really is. I just want you to listen to this, and I know how people use it. They use it in a freaky way, and I don't like it when they do it. And I'm talking about the religious fanatics, and I'm talking about how they are fanatics. They get weird, right? But I do want to tell you, this is in Scripture. Revelations 13, they say it in a fearful way. I'm not adding fear to this. My fear that I add to any conversation is the fear of God, which is strong confidence. And also keep in mind, we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And also keep in mind, it tells us in 1 John that perfect love casteth out all fear. And if we understand the heart of God, it's not about us, it's about the people. But Revelations 13, 16 through 17 tells us, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. This has been going on since the beginning of time. And it's been used over and over and over different ways, friends. Century after century, dictator after dictator. During World War II under Adolf Hitler, they had to use a tattoo gun and put numbers on people, right? So now we're going to go through a cycle of this because the American people don't want to wake up to what's going on. They think it's just this is just fueling fear. No, it isn't. It's not fueling fear. It's fueling common sense to wake up and throw off the tyrants is my message. But it tells us in Revelation 13:17 that no man might buy or sell. We already seen just over the last couple weeks how the mainstream media is highlighting those that take the chip and they go to machines and they can buy and they can sell. And they're making it like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Again, Revelation 13:16-17, read them when you get a moment, but he says in verse 17 that no man might buy or sell, save he that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Folks, this doesn't need to be happening. The American people would stand up and right the wrongs, we wouldn't be here. It's just the truth of the matter. But I want to finish this because it gets to some serious comments made by Mike Adams here. Going to apeject.com website with an optional RFID and NFC tag on each BFS pre-filled syringe, Apeject will make this possible. Before giving an injection, the healthcare worker will be able to launch a free mobile app and tap the pre-filled syringe on their phone, capturing the NFC tag's unique serial number. Folks, what part of what's going on here don't we see is pre-planned? I mean, didn't we learn this in the 30s when the President of the United States, Roosevelt, said that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned? This is all pre-planned. Okay? The pre-filled syringe on their phone capturing the NFC's tag's unique serial number, right? GPS location, date and time. The app then uploads the data to a government-selected cloud database. Aggregated injection database provides health administrators an evolving real-time injection map. That's what's inside of these vaccinations. Mike said, yes, you will be tracked, tagged, bagged, and injected, most likely against your will. Well, isn't that what's happening today? The states were quarantined against our will, and too many little vassals and serfs, they just went right along with it, didn't they? Oh, yeah, they did. They did. And don't forget, Mike said, that this is being married with President Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed, which aims to bypass all the usual protocols of vaccine safety testings and clinical trials, delivering up to 300 million coronavirus vaccine doses before the end of calendar 2020. This all happening under the man that can do no wrong, saith Trump worshipers. I'm not saying it. Mike Adams is. 500 million pre-filled syringes by 2021, he states. 138 million dollar contract aims to achieve the ultimate production goal of over 500 million pre-filled syringes, doses, in 2021. And notably, there are only around 327,330,000 to be exact, people living in the United States today. That means this DOD HHS project will produce enough coronavirus vaccination doses to cover every man, woman, and child in America. Woo! Listen to this, folks. Ah, Bradley, man, you crazy. Man, Bradley, you extreme. Bradley, come on, get off this whole Adolf Hitler thing, this whole comparison to America and the Third Reich in the 1930s. Bradley, come on, that's just way out there. You're just feeling paranoia. Now, I'm not paranoid. There's nothing about, I don't live a paranoid lifestyle, friends. I just don't do it. You walk in the light of God's counsel, you don't have to do that. Okay? I can just, this is what's so awesome about the gift of the prophetic. Pay attention to what's being said, because rest assured, that gift, the Holy Ghost, is showing us something that's to come. He has not changed. The gifts of the Spirit have not changed. People have just got weird. when they began to prophesy from their own heart. Prophets tell you what you don't want to hear and what you ought to hear, friends, rather than what you want to hear, just for the record. That's that gift. Okay? I want to go down here because I think this is important. I already named the ingredients that Mike Adams highlighted. If the coronavirus vaccine is going to be produced without any real quality control or clinical trials, how will drug companies or government agencies know whether the vaccine is safe? They don't care that it's safe, friends. They know exactly what they're putting into your body. And they know it's not safe. Okay? Vaccine safety isn't the goal, said Mike Adams from Natural News. You ready for this? He said mass murder and depopulation is the real objective. Now, we've already told you this is all this the apple's not falling too far from the corrupt tree concerning Bill Gates, Donald Trump, and Anthony Fauci. I'm not making this up. This is who's selling this to you on a 24/7 basis. You hear what the narrative is, right? Here's the bottom line. They're saying it. We know Bill Gates wants to depopulate the world. I don't. You know what? You want vaccinations mandated, Billy Bob? You and your family first, okay? It's just like those that advocate for abortion. You first. And draw the line there. Mike Adams from Natural News said vaccine safety isn't the goal. He said mass murder. He's just taking the words out of Bill Gates' mouth. And he's putting them right on these vaccinations because you know that these vaccinations, friends, they're not needed. No, they want to get it into your body. Why? Because of what he said. Bill Gates said he wanted to depopulate the world. He said it. That's not a theory. It's what he said. You can watch the video. He played the audio. With L.A. County recently announcing a plan to keep its residents locked down for another 3 months, well, given this information, it's not they're not going to stay locked down for very much longer, I can tell you this. And with the FDA and the CDC conspiring, Jeremiah 11:9, there is a conspiracy, right? Mike Adams goes on with Big Pharma to grant emergency approval to vaccines which could not possibly go through the required safety trials. It's abundantly clear that safety is not the issue. Even Bill Gates said, Mike reports, now admits that 700,000 people could experience side effects from a coronavirus vaccine, and some of those side effects no doubt include death. You remember Donald Trump said that he, well, you know what, I want to give you the quote. Donald Trump said that he could have gun in hand and not lose a voter. I just want you to hear it so you don't think I'm saying it. Lose a voter. Listen, you remember Donald Trump said he could shoot someone and not lose a voter? It's exactly what he said. I could shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose voters is what he said. Even with gun in hand, the smoking gun in hand, the people are still going along with the whole circus of politics, and the clowns and the actors in the circus of politics, acting as if to suggest this is not real, it's not going to happen. Well, you know what, friends? I'm just giving you the information that the mainstream media doesn't want you to have for your good. It's time for the American people to repent before God. And I just got a really good hunch, friends. The Lord's not asking. He's commanding. You're running out of time, friends.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.